I really didn't understand what a hobby was until I started getting into the idea of doing a podcast, until I started even considering the idea of doing a podcast. I'm big into a lot of game, a kind of geek gaming right now, like role-playing games, video games, board games, all that kind of geeky stuff. And if anyone would ask me what my hobby was, I would kind of default to that. I would say, well, yeah, I kind of play all these kind of, geeky games and stuff, and I'm kind of into that. But that's actually better defined as a recreation. It's what I do for fun. It's what I do to relax. There is no collecting incentive behind it. There's no library of games I'm trying to build. I'm just buying whatever I feel like playing. Once I made the decision that I was gonna do a podcast, and like I said, it's a po doing the podcast is still a ways off. I still have a lot of stuff to learn, a lot of stuff to figure out before I even begin to do that. It's part of the reason why I'm doing these little audio, little micro blogs. But once I started thinking about doing a podcast and thinking of all the things that come with it, I started getting really, really excited. I got excited about thinking about the absolute fantasy setup, the idea of having a home with a room that's dedicated just to the podcast, a room that would actually kind of look like a radio studio, where I'd have not only my microphone and headset, but I'd have spare microphones and headsets for other people and desks and chairs for them to sit at, so they could all sit around me and we could all have this big discussion. I want to get that stuff, even though I'm really not planning on having any like physical co-hosts. I may end up talking to people via Skype or something along those lines. But the idea of slowly accumulating all these items, trying out different microphones and different headphones, trying out different audio software, possibly getting a mixer, whatever that thing does. It shows you how green I am. I've heard of mixers. I assume you plug a bunch of stuff in there and they mix it all together. You take all these different audio sources and squish them together. That's my guess. But the idea of accumulating all these things, learning all these things, acquiring all the software and hardware and all that stuff is really exciting. I am really, really committed to that. And then that commitment is what made me realize, holy crap, this is my first hobby. I'm 36 years old. I really haven't had a hobby up to this point. And I defined a hobby as kind of a job that you pay to do. Like I said, the games, that's recreation. I do them when I feel like doing them. I'll spend money and buy them, but I'll play them when I feel like playing them. The idea of doing a podcast is something I'm working towards. I'm spending time learning the ropes and figuring things out. I'm spending money on acquiring the equipment to do it. And I have a lot more equipment yet to buy. I'm sure I'm already looking at like the idea of right now I'm recording through the computer and I'm looking at like digital recorders to record on an actual device and then use the editing software instead of using the editing software as recording. Just use it for what it's kind of designed for, just to edit on it. So yeah, I'm looking at all sorts of things and I'm excited to spend the money on this stuff. I'm excited to, and the kicker is I really don't care who listens to this stuff. I don't care if no one listens to it. Okay, I would like at least one or two people to listen to it. But the fact that I really don't care who listens to it, I don't care if I make any money on it, it makes me realize, holy crap, this is truly a hobby, you know? Well, that's all I got for tonight. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Oh, also, I'm going to record this, and then in post-production, I'm going to do something called amplify. So hopefully this will be the best sounding little audio booth I've done so far. I'll talk to you guys next week.